Chapter 156, Highs and Lows. Highs and lows. High points and low points. The road, always the road, twists and turns. The lie of the land, varied and infinitely distracting. To perform live with this band, this is a high. Further enhancement, optional. It is a stimulating and rewarding exercise, greater than the sum of the parts, brimming over with shared vigour, verve, and bonhomie, product of the combined effort of those different hands that rowed the boat out towards the horizon. After the show, we navigate our way back home, on foot, ignoring the hour and distance implied. To walk is to be alive, to be discovering and augmenting the vast and diverse bank of things done, facts, and impressions that we collect upstairs in the mind and downstairs where emotions linger. We feel with our hearts. We have gut feelings that can reach right down to the bowels. We hold a steady rhythm along Holborn Road. There goes Chancery Lane. Worked there once. We come upon the meat market and walk straight on through, being as if it is a show put on just for us in the early hours of the morning. Awash with suds and spray, the rubber aproned actors in their white suits, Wellingtons, smudged with blood and gristle, their cheeks and noses rosy red with cold, their hoses gushing and splashing all around as crates are stacked one upon another and lorries reversing in come for the bones and offal to be carted off into the night, ground and cooked up to make fruit gums and Turkish delight, for all we know. In one side of the market and out the other, onwards we go, G Street, Pear Tree Street, Seward Street, Shepherdess Walk, through the night-bound city. Even the street names are contrived for our amusement, street after street of sleepers concealed behind locked doors, curtains and blinds drawn, an occasional cab rattling by on some tardy errand. We drop down to the canal walk and walk along its serenely meandering way. Haphazard barbed wire across a factory wall, chained gates, barred and broken windows, seized ventilator fans, mercury vapour light revealing the trees, a stray dog on a mission, quaint brick bridge, and another housing estate. All of it we take in our stride. Last night, I say, I dreamt again that I missed a plane. Why dream such things at such an early age? Insecurity? Preparing yourself for what's to come, proffers Barbara. Fear of a foiled getaway, perhaps. Frustrated avenue of escape. And we walk on, both silently mulling on this observation, ambiguous and vague. Eventually, we climb the crooked stairs to the skewed door of the listing house. As dawn wakes the horizon, we kick off our boots. 1, 2, 3, 4, hit the floor, and fall into Barbara's bed, as we are conveniently placed to do so. And what a cosy nest it is. One could want to never leave again. As the temperature rises under the covers, we shed layer after layer of clothing until we are pressed together like two pages in a book, turning inside out and outside in. Suddenly, we are not talking or even thinking. We are busy, melting mind and body down to one. The silk handkerchief draped across the bedside light lifts into the air and floats above us, miraculously, undulating slowly in the waves. In the morning, we wake. It's about time, I say. There's a time for everything, she says. A time to pause, a time to act, a time to sow, a time to reap, a time to demolish, a time to build, a time to dream, a time to wake, a time to love, a time to hate, to lunge or facilitate, to cook and eat, to feast and to hunger, to speak and be silent, to learn and to forget, to long for and to get, to have and have not. As time is the medium in which we move, and with the flow we must go in that one direction that it takes us at its own speed, not ours, you cannot swim against it. What about if, like in a novel, this ends in bliss? You can't trust those dreams. No, I suppose not, but right now, I can dream or wish, can't I? On a shooting star. Stars don't care what you wish for. Just by saying it now, I have made it half real. Let it out of the box. Put it on the table for us to look at. Oh well, there it goes. It was nice while it lasted.